fellowship and a welcome and a reunion downstairs. We pray you bless that time together. Thank you, Lord, for the time we have in the house of God tonight, for the sanctuary, to be able to worship with our family, our friends and loved ones. And we pray, Lord, that we'd always seek you, Lord, for your will to be accomplished in our life. Forgive us where we have failed you in our thoughts and our actions and our words and our attitude and our actions. Lord, I pray you'd get glory, Lord. Empty us out of flesh and failure and fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost, a fresh touch, a fresh unction. For, Lord, we cannot preach in and of our own ability, but need thee, O Lord, to preach in power and demonstration of the Spirit. Pray, Lord, that it would accomplish, and young and old, in every heart, that you see fit to do tonight. We'll thank you for what is accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm interested in this story, this man named Zacchaeus. It starts out, notice what it started out in verse number 2. He said he was chief among the publicans and he was rich. That is a coordinating conjunction. That's not because I'm really smart in English language. I just happened to look it up. It is a coordinating conjunction. Said he was chief, he was a publican, and he was rich. In other words, it'd be a coordinated conjunction would be like this. The dog wagged his tail and panted excitingly. In other words, they are two things like that are connected and joins them together. So he is only rich because he is a publican. He is a publican and therefore he is rich. So he is skimming off the top. He's stealing from his own people. Zacchaeus is a conniver. Zacchaeus is the lowest of low. He is a Jew, but he's working for the Romans. This man is a man of high status, but low stature. He is a man he's a highfalutin man, my grandpa would say. But yet this highfalutin man, this man of social stature among the Romans, is run up a tree. What is it that made this midget of a man run up a tree? What is it that made a wealthy man climb a tree? He's a shot caller among the representatives of the Roman government. If there would have been a Forbes magazine in this day, he would have been on the front page. He'd have been on the front page of the Time magazine. And yet this man has made what the world would say a fool out of himself running up a tree. Man, what made this man leave his post of gathering taxes for the Romans against his own people? Those who had occupied the Jewish territory were taxing them for the land that they owned already, that God had willed them and deeded to them, Brother Booty. He was a traitor. He was a vile man. He was chief among the publican. He's the top notch. He's the head honcho. He's the one that tells everybody else how many taxes to gain and what they can skim off the top to make them rich. Everybody that's a tax collector wants his job. They want to be the chief man. They want to be the shot caller. They want to be the head honcho. But yet Zacchaeus is run up a tree. I want you to walk through the text tonight. Let's look at this man called Zacchaeus. His position, we've already talked about it. He is chief among the publicans. His platform is going to be a tree. The access he's going to have to the Lord is going to be the tree. His place, the place that's called his, that's going to be his house. But he's going to have more than that. He's going to have a pardon by the time we get done. Notice this man, I call him a dwarf. It's probably not politically correct to call him a midget. But here is a midget that's going to meet the master, that's going to get a miracle and going to experience mercy. Boy, I'm glad he does that. I'm glad he knows how to pull the crowd that nobody wants and pulls them into his family. There's tall people in this world that can't see over small disappointments to see God. But then there's short little ruddy people like David that can see over big giants to see how good God is. I don't know what it is that may be blocking you from seeing the sun, but if you get it too close and get too focused on it, you can take a penny and block out that big sun if you put it close enough. Don't let the world come between you and the sun. Everybody shut down school. They turned out everybody in Spartanburg County because they were amazed how the world could block the sun. But we've been seeing that in Christian walk all our life since we've been saved. How people will allow the world to come between them and the sun and call it something marvelous. Oh man, don't let things of this world blind out. And that's what Zacchaeus had done. He had become a man who was only interested in what he could gain. He was interested in position. He was interested in power. He was interested in his purse. That was the only thing he was interested in until something got a hold of me. Amen. Something got a hold of me. I bet that was the song that he might have started. Here's Zacchaeus. He's the thief that's ran up the tree. He's a traitor. He's a tax collector. Imagine this man in the dwarf, but something has made him have a desire. Look what the Bible said in verse number 3. He sought to see Jesus. There's a coordinating conjunction. He's a chief among the publicans and he's rich. And verse 3 said, he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Something was standing in his way. For at this moment, it was people that was standing in his way. It was his position that was standing in his way. And it was more than just the space between him and the Lord. Zacchaeus may have been, nobody knows who the publican is in chapter number 18, but he could have been this publican who looked down his nose as this old Bible says, here this publican is, something's getting a hold of him. He's longing for mercy. He realizes what he's doing is he's been looking down at other people, but then he goes and beats his chest. He's ashamed to even look up toward God. And a Pharisee looks at him and mocks at him. And the publican standing afar off would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Maybe conviction has already started setting on him. I don't know how the desire began to develop in Zacchaeus' life, but something did. Something got him to change. This coordinated conjunction, that don't sound like him. It does sound like him to be chief among the publicans and to be rich. But something happened between verse 2 and verse 3 in his life. Something happened, something that we can't see, something that's unseen by, it's not even recorded how all of it happened. But here, let me just think in my mind's eye, take a travel with me down to Zacchaeus' time. Let's take a walk down Jericho, walk through Galilee, walk by the city of Nain, maybe through the streets we can figure out what it is that got a hold of Zacchaeus. Maybe here's Zacchaeus, he's chief among the publicans. Who gets called when you're on the job and you can't seem to do your job, who do you call? You call your supervisor. When you can't seem to get what you've been tasked to do done, you call somebody of higher rank. When taxes can't be collected, who do they call? They call Zacchaeus. He's the chief among the publicans. He's the supervisor. He's the head honcho. Maybe they go down there to that woman that had an issue of blood's house. They knock on her door and they say, hey, it's been 12 years, you ain't paid taxes and we're going to have to get some money from you. She says, I ain't got nothing. I spent everything I've had on physicians and I've not got better. I can't be around my husband. I can't be around my kids. Everything that I touch is defiled. The physicians can't help me. I don't have nothing to pay. Maybe Zacchaeus got called. He showed up at her house, Brother Frank, and he couldn't get nothing from her. And he said, well, I'll be back in about 30 days. I'm going to come back and I'm going to have to do some collecting. Maybe he went down to the blind man's house. That blind man that stayed right outside Jericho, he's chief among the publicans. Maybe one of his minions couldn't get taxes. So they go down to the blind man's house and he says, listen, I ain't been able to get anything. I don't have nothing. I'm blind. He goes down to a house. The grass is tall. The gutters is hanging off. He can't see to fix his own place. He's carried where he goes to beg at. And somebody's asking him for money. He don't have money. So they call Zacchaeus in. Zacchaeus goes to his house. He can't get no money. He said, well, I'll be back in 30 days. I done told that woman she's been skipping on her taxes for 12 years. You've been skipping since you was born. I'm going to come back in a little while and I'm going to do some collecting. Maybe he goes down there at Mary Martha's house. Maybe he goes down there at Mary Martha's house and he says, Mary Martha, look, I know your brother's died, Lazarus has died, and we're going to have to get some money from you. I mean, it's time to pay your taxes. The boy said you ain't paying, and I've been called in to get some taxes. I need to make sure you pay your taxes. And she said, well, we just had to pay all this money. We put spices on him, and he's been dead. He's been dead for 4 days. We thought the Lord was going to come, but we ain't got nothing to give you. Maybe he goes on down the road. Maybe he goes down there to the madman of Gadarene's house, knocks on his house. The woman comes to the door and said, listen, we ain't got no money. My husband's up there in the graveyard. He's wild, cuts himself. Nobody can tame him. I ain't got nothing to give you. He ain't worked in years. They can't nobody do nothing with him. Look, we ain't got no money. Well, I'm going to come back in a little while. I'm going to make my round. I done told that woman. I done told that other blind man. And I done told Mary Martha, I'm coming to your house too. He said, well, maybe I can go down to Nahin. I can get some money from that widow. Surely he had a life insurance policy. So he goes down there to the city of Nahin, goes up and sees, sure enough, here she is burying somebody else. She's carrying a casket. And there's a commotion goes on and somebody touches that boy in the casket and he gets up. He don't understand what's going on. Something in him is creating a desire. He's heard. Jesus has been, by the time Zacchaeus runs up that tree, Jesus has been in his public ministry for 3.5 years. When he gets out of Jericho this time, Jesus isn't coming back to Jericho. This is the last time. It's his last opportunity. He don't know. He's heard stories. He's heard things. And so maybe he says, look, I ain't waiting no longer. I'm going to the woman of the issue of blood. Come to her house. Her color's back in her face. She's got money in her pocket. And said, glory to God. You wouldn't believe it. I heard about a man named Jesus. I crawled on my hands and knees, touched the hem of his garment. Woo! I'm feeling better than I felt in 12 years. You're not going to believe this. I got some money for you. And hands him some money. He said, man, it's looking up now. He goes on down to the blind man's house and here the gutters is fixed and the grass is cut and the doors and the windows is on their hinges and everything looks good. Knocks up on the door and out walks a man and he said, hey, can I help you? And he said, I don't think you're the right man. I came by here and said, no, I'm the man. My name's Blind Bartimaeus. You hadn't ever met me, but I met Jesus one day sitting on the wayside. He said, now I can see. I work an honest day's wage. Here's the taxes that I owe you. He said, what happened? What changed? You look so different. He said, I heard about a man named Jesus. I heard Jesus was walking through. And Zacchaeus is getting that desire. Something is creating. It's changed that woman with the issue of blood. Something's got a hold of blind Bartimaeus. He's heard something and saw something over at that city of Nain. He goes on down the road, Brother Frank, collecting money. Pockets getting bigger, but something in him is getting smaller. His pockets are filling up, but something's emptying out. He's got a hole in his heart. Something's wrong. He can't figure out. Collecting money used to be everything that he ever wanted. That used to be the only thing that he desired. But it's not like something's wrong. Something's missing. But he goes down there to the madman of Gadarene's house and knocks on the door. He says, ma'am. It wasn't a ma'am. It was a man that came through. He was clothed. He wasn't naked. He was in his right mind. He said, hey, I'm sitting over there. I've seen the Lord calm a storm out yonder. I ran to him, had the devils in me. The devils in Jesus had a conversation. He kicked the devil out. He put my house, my soul under new management. Hey, man, he's been running my life ever since. I've been telling everybody in Decapolis. He put me to preaching and spreading the gospel. I've got money that's been gave to me. Matter of fact, here's your taxes. Zacchaeus getting money in his purse. But soul, something's going on. Mercy. He's hearing about mercy. He's hearing about miracle. He's hearing about this man. Something's got a hold of Zacchaeus. And it's got a hold of him somewhere between verse 2 and verse number 3. This desire's in him so much now, he's got to see it for himself. It ain't enough to hear the woman. It ain't enough to hear Mary and Martha's house. Let's go down to Mary and Martha's house. He goes down there to Mary and Martha's house. He said, man, I've got to see it. I went by that. Wait a minute, Lazarus, I thought you was dead. He said, I was dead. I was stinking. He said, all of a sudden, in the darkness of my death, I heard somebody call my name. And before I knew it, I was somehow floating out of that grave. My hands was bound. My legs was bound. My eyes was bound. But I heard the master call. And I came out. And he told that crowd that had bound me up to loose me and let me go. And he's been back at the house. We've eaten fellowship. Oh, man, you need to meet this man named Jesus. Here's the taxes that we owe you. The funeral director gave us a full refund. Hallelujah. I mean, brother, Buddha, something has got a hold of him. He's done seen miracle after miracle. Mercy. He's seen everything. And it's all going back to a man named Jesus. Until finally, in verse number 3, it's done all he can take. His position ain't enough. His purse ain't enough. Representing the Roman government, his platform in the Roman government, that ain't enough. Something's got a hold of him, so he takes off. He takes off, Bible says he ran before the crowd. He said, I'm so small, I'm so little, my life's full of disappointments. I thought I had everything this world could offer, and I thought when I got to be a rich man, I'd be the happiest man on earth, but I'm miserable. I want what Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, I want what that woman had. I want what that man had. I want what the blind man had. I need what they got. Something got a hold of me, took off running, and the Bible said he ran before the crowd, climbed up in the sycamore tree. He had a desire, for Jesus was supposed to pass that way. And the Bible said in verse number 5, can you imagine that? He's seeking to see Jesus. He's running to see Jesus. He's climbing to see Jesus. I believe it's not like the trees are like they are around here. It ain't like there's a tree big enough for over yonder. There might be some olive groves, but this is a sycamore tree. Sycamore trees don't even grow that big over there, Brother Frank. But I believe God had planted that sycamore tree because he knew it was going to be a tree that was going to get Zacchaeus, you, and me. Amen. And God had him climb a tree so he could see Jesus. And here Zacchaeus is. The Bible said he sees him. He's ran to him. He's climbed up. Here comes the Lord. He has a burning desire. There's something that he wants to see. Amen. And the Bible said in verse number 5, you heard me say it a million times probably. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Zacchaeus? He's heard about him. He saw a glimpse of him. He's seen the results of when the Lord comes by. But now the Lord's coming right toward my tree. The Lord's looking right at me. The Bible said in verse 5, he saw him. He says in verse number 5, he's speaking to him. He knows him. He calls his name by Zacchaeus. He said, make haste and come down, for I said, I must abide at thy house. He wants me to come to him. He wants to go home with me. And I thought about, man, what got a hold of Zacchaeus. He started out a dwarf. Amen, but he had a desire. Thank God, by the testimony of others, by the working of the Holy Ghost, and by the drawing power of God, it's climbed a tree so he could see. And that's how you and I saw him. It was by way of a tree. Boy, ain't you glad. He died on that tree for you and me. Amen. And lastly, he kind of goes off the pages into time. We see Zacchaeus delivered. That's what the Bible says. Look what the Bible says in verse number 5. It said he came down, went to his house. He made haste, and the Bible said Zacchaeus came down, and a man who was not happy, the Bible said, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. It leaves a little bit of ambiguity, almost as if it was the Lord that received Zacchaeus with joy, or Zacchaeus received the Lord with joy. But isn't it truthful that it doesn't matter which way it was? Because that's the reason Jesus died to begin with, for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, and amen, when you received him, wasn't there joy in there that passed understanding? Amen, thank God. It's like when the Lord and you met for the first time. I mean, really met. Not just hearing about him, not just hearing, seeing him and change people's life, but feeling him and meeting him and knowing him yourself. There's no joy like that. When there is a reception, when you receive the Lord and he receives you, there's joy on both ends of it. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're the negative side of a battery or positive, power still runs through you. Amen. Jesus is coming to see him. He's speaking to him. He's looking at him. He's wanting to go home with him. Amen. He goes home with him, and notice what happens. The Bible says Zacchaeus got over to the house and a crowd's following. The crowd's always following. There's always a crowd. Just because they're in the crowd don't mean they're in the church. And just because they're in the group don't mean they know grace. And just because they might be in that multitude don't mean they know mercy. And that crowd came, and some of them were there for the wrong reasons. And the Bible said, when they looked at all that had taken place, they said, why in the world is this man who's supposed to be the master, God incarnated in flesh, why is he going to be home? Why is he going to hang around a bunch of sinners? But boy, ain't that what God wants us to do? Go tell sinners the good news that he's come to seek and save that which is lost. And look what happened in verse number 8. They find out he ain't a sinner no more. Not since he met the Lord, and not since the Lord changed his life. In verse number 8, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I have given to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. I mean, when God saves a man, he changes a man. He changes him. It is evidence that there has been a change of character. There is a change of conduct. There is a change in this man's life. He's been converted. Isn't that what happened? If any man be in Christ, hey man, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become new. Isn't that what happened to you? I mean, you weren't looking for God until God came looking for you, and then something got in you and made you go to looking for God. You didn't go to looking for God until he first come knocking on your heart. Maybe somebody testified. Maybe you seen a change in people's life, or maybe you got so empty and you realized nothing in the world could satisfy you. All the purse, all the position, and all the power wasn't going to give you a free pardon. But then you heard about a person, and his name is Jesus, and that's going to change your life. You remember that day? Man, I sure remember that day. And here this man is. Hey, man, this disturbance has got him ruffled and got him changed. He's been delivered. Here's what the Bible says. Jesus said, after he heard all this, where did this all come from? According to the book of Exodus in chapter number 12, Zacchaeus said, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. This is the Levitical law. This is the opposite of everything. He lived his life according to Roman law, according to Roman rule, according to Gentile mentality. But he's going to change. There's been a change. Here's what Leviticus chapter number 6 and verse number 5 said, restore the fifth part of the day of the trespass offering. If you stole an ox, you must give five back. If you stole four sheep, you got to give four. If you stole one sheep, you got to give four sheep back. If you stole one man's ox, you got to give five back. You know why? It's not because sheep are less important, because there was already one lamb going to be given at Calvary. Amen. And so if you stole a man's sheep, you've got to give him back fourfold. So the principle was set in Exodus and in Leviticus that if you took anything by lies or accusation, you were to restore, especially one of God's children, you to restore it back fourfold. You know what the evidence in Zacchaeus' life? Jesus said, when he said what he said that day and testified, here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, this day is salvation, verse number 9, come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. You know what he says? Y'all used to identify him as a slave and a son of the Rome because he was a traitor, but I want everybody to know though he's a son of Abraham, he's in my chosen family. He's in my picked out crew. Boy, I'm so glad God picked you, and I'm glad he picked me. Amen. You say, preacher, I noticed the character. I noticed the change. I understand what he did in Zacchaeus' life, but what's the conclusion in our day? Here it is right here. No one's too little for the Lord. No one's too little for the Lord. No one's too low for the Lord. No one's too lofty for the Lord. How in the world could we ever get Jesus as a lost person to go home with us? You got to be like Zacchaeus. You got to long for him. You got to look for him. You got to listen to him, and you got to love on him. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter how long you've been there. The master wants to go home with you. And just like Zacchaeus, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the position you held. There's a pardon waiting on you. I hope everybody, I believe everybody here, as far as I know, is saved. But I just want to thank God. When I look at Zacchaeus' story, I'm reminded of mine. I didn't have nothing to offer the Lord. I was seeking everything that the world had to offer. But one day, God put a desire in my heart when I saw others testify about how good God was. When I saw other people worship at Welcome Home. When I saw other people testify about how good God been. And some of them I knew were going through bad situations. I'm so glad. I wasn't even expecting him to deal with me. I wasn't expecting him to talk to me. I wasn't expecting him to look my way. I wasn't expecting him to want me, but he did, and he went home with me, and he changed my life, and I'm glad he's still changing people's lives in 2024, and I'm glad he'll change people's life today. The lowest of people, the loftiest of people, amen, the lousiest of people, God still, it don't matter how low they are, God can still reach down where they're at. Ain't you glad of that? Let's all stand. Father, I want to say I love you today. Lord, thank you. When I think about Zacchaeus' life, I think about mine. I think about, Lord, I wasn't worth nothing. I was lower than snails. No, but Lord, you came where I was and saved me by your marvelous grace. I didn't deserve nothing, Lord. I lived in constant state of fear of dying and going to hell. I didn't even know nothing about hell. But God, that day when you convicted me and showed me how wicked I was, you showed me how much you loved me. And Lord, it was as if, Lord, you spoke a word of truth to my heart and reminded me how my wife had loved me and how much I didn't deserve her love. And Lord, you used the way she loved me to speak to my heart.